Hello, is this Ross?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ross. This is Maury Zelkovich. I'm the creator of the Quantum Mind Power CD set that you purchased, I guess, late in 2008.
I know you are.
Yes, and I was just wondering if you're still using the system or not.
I am, but we just moved.
Oh, okay.
So it's on my computer, but my computer's not set up, so...
Right. Have you still been noticing benefits while using it?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I was wondering if I might be able to ask you a favor. I just finished up a new system called Quantum Confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing a launch on it in the next, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks or so. And we're looking for a few people who might be interested in, in just answering a few questions about their use of our system that we can give these away as little podcasts for people who will be purchasing the new system.
Well, Maury, I appreciate that, and I'll be happy to do it for you. that has been so helpful to me.
Okay, terrific. Well, basically, how long have you been using the Maury Method recordings for?
Oh, well, I guess up to 9 months.
Oh, okay. So you've been using them for 9 months. And before your move, when you were able to use them on a semi-regular basis, approximately how often would you say you've used them? How many times a day, week, or month?
I was using them 1 to 2 times a day, every day.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. And approximately how long did it take for you to first notice any effects?
Probably started noticing effect after about a week.
Okay. Would you be able to let me know just exactly what kind of things you've noticed, what kind of benefits you've noticed?
Well, Maury, it all depends on which ones I'm using, but here about 2.5 years ago, they diagnosed me with Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, I'm on a medication called Aricept, and that helps.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that.
But I still was getting confused, okay?
Uh-huh.
The tapes have helped me to focus. As a matter of fact, here some time ago, I wrote you a testimony on. I sent it in to you, explaining just exactly what it had done. But I can't really completely explain to you what that has done what it's done, but it's just the tapes are extremely helpful. I know when I don't use them.
So you notice that there's you're not as sharp, perhaps, as you are when you are using them.
I'm certainly not as sharp.
Okay. What kinds of things have you noticed? Have you noticed things like better memory, better control of your language abilities, finding words easier, that kind of thing?
Well, it's been 3 weeks now since I moved. We moved from Omaha to Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
And we're just starting to get our computer network set up correctly. Okay?
Sure.
Now, I'll tell you, my language skills, while they were, good, they're degrading rapidly. I need to get my tapes back. Okay? As for the memory, my memory has been extremely sharp. It went from being somewhat muddy to where I felt like I was normal again.
Wow.
And in fact, I actually picked up a few added benefits in that I was able to do some things that I'd never really been able to do before.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I'm sold on your stuff.
Well, that's so, I have to be honest with you, it's so nice to hear. One thing I want to let you know, though, is that I understand that you were diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and there's a certain reputation that goes along with that. But any benefits you are noticing, the system is more like a key than it is like, say, a wheelchair.
Right.
Even a wheelchair, you have to control to make it move and do things.
Sure, that's right.
The same thing with a key. So any abilities that you've noticed, whether it's a sharper memory, better capacity for speech, any of these things are all within you anyway.
Right.
And perhaps the Alzheimer's may or may not be, causing some of the issues to be more pronounced. But at the same time, you're unlocking your own ability by using the system.
Well, here's what I have figured. Now, I'm by no manner means a neuroscience major, okay? But I know that Alzheimer's slowly attacks cells, and it just continues to grow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I also know that the brain has the ability to rewire.
That is correct.
And those tapes, I think, help me rewire.
Interesting.
And move information that is being damaged to different areas. Now, how it does it, I don't know.
It's how you're doing it. Keep in mind that the tapes are like tools, if you will. And you and your brain are, you know, let's put it this way. The tapes are the brushes and your brain is the canvas. You still have to control the brushes. It's important from my perspective that you and anyone who might hear this interview knows that it's really you that is improving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't help that people stroke my ego here.
Yeah.
You know, that really doesn't help you at all or me or anybody else. It's really important to understand that the benefits that you're noticing, and it's interesting that I would call you at this time when you've been without the system for a few weeks, so that you really are able to see the difference. That
I can certainly tell.
Well, and that's, you know, I'm sorry that you haven't been able to use it, but I'm also happy that it gives a very good example of, you know, mm-hmm. evidence that
right.
this kind of stimulation is definitely something that the brain enjoys, and the brain at any age under any condition can benefit from.
Like I said before, I'm not sure how it works because I'm not a neuroscientist.
Okay.
But what I know is it works.
Well, what you may want to do is you may want to burn a copy. Do you have the ability to burn CDs on your computer?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, because I understand that you've been listening to the system entirely on your computer. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, you will actually get better results if you're listening to it on a CD player or an MP3 player.
Why is that?
Generally speaking, computers have issues with memory. There's a certain amount of memory every computer has, even these dual-core processors. And what happens is, let's say you have your email open, or your browser open, or even no programs open, it's just running. Maybe the clock requires a little boost of energy, so it grabs some memory. Maybe another process running in the background of your computer requires some memory, so it takes it. And what happens mm-hmm. is it can subtly affect the timing of the tones. Now, to you or I, consciously, we wouldn't notice a difference.
Right.
But overall, you'll notice the difference because your brain notices the difference. So my suggestion to you would be, when you have an opportunity, burn your favorite recordings to CD, or if you have an MP3 or an iPod, you know, copy them into MP3 format and then do it that way. They're actually already in MP3 format, and you can just copy them to an MP3 player or to an iPod. Do you have an MP3 or an iPod?
I have both.
Oh, beautiful. iPods are better, and I'll tell you why they're better. I don't get any money from Macintosh, by the way. The reason why iPods are better is you can set them up with individual listening folders, right? Mm-hmm. So that they'll only play one song, and that's all. With the brain entrainment, it's really important that you don't listen to 15 tracks all in a row.
Right.
Okay. So what you do is, actually, in my iPod, I have it set up that way as well. What I do is I create a separate folder for each track. And what happens is, after after a track is over, it just stops. It doesn't play any other track. The reason for that is you're creating neurochemicals. And what's happening is you're stimulating your brain cells. And that's probably one of the reasons why you actually notice a difference, because you're creating chemicals that maybe your brain has gotten a little lazy, or perhaps even the condition may be partially responsible for, as far as keeping you from achieving these certain brain states for any period of time. When you do achieve them, though, for a period of time, over 6 or 7 minutes, you actually start producing neurochemicals that probably you're missing in general. And that's why you're noticing the differences. In the iPod, I think it's called a playlist.
Yeah.
So you go up to File, New Playlist, and then when you upload the track, you would just drag and drop it into the playlist. And then when you update your iPod and you sync it, you'll see a new playlist and it'll say Eden Energy Wave Dynamics, or it'll say Neural Synergy, or it'll say Schumann Resonance, or Good Night Sleep Well, or any of the recordings, and you'll be able to listen to them one at a time on your iPod.
Let me ask you a question if you've
Certainly.
Got time on,
of course
on, this, I do. On this call. I seem to get a great deal of advantage from Schumann Resonance.
Yes.
Can you tell me why?
Can you tell me what kind of advantages you're receiving? It will
can
help
I tell
me
you
to
what?
Understand. If you can tell me the benefits you're getting from it, it'll help me to understand. You see, the thing with the TMM products are I've designed them specifically to give people what they need when they need it. I'm of the belief that I could get to know you and speak with you for hours every day for 100 years, and I still wouldn't understand you well enough to really be able to tell you what I feel might be issues for you. So the system itself is designed to allow you to access these things yourself and to be able to deal with them yourself. Because I also believe, and TMM is designed based on the innate knowledge that we all have solutions within us. We just can't access them. So this is what it's all about. So if you're getting specific benefits from the Schumann, and I'd love to hear what they are, but you know, if you are getting specific benefits, I suspect it's due to that particular frequency, which is actually 7.83 hertz or 7.83 times per second that it turns on and off, that is stimulating a release of a neurochemical or a set of neurochemicals that is helping you to achieve what it is that you're achieving.
Well, the reason I ask you is because when I use that on a regular basis, I seem to be more energetic. I have more energy. I feel better. I just, in general, I don't know. I can't explain.
Well, that's definitely nice to hear. Well, the Schumann resonance is the magnetic ionosphere. It's the actual frequency of our ionosphere, which is the layer of our atmosphere just before space. So it surrounds the Earth. And
okay.
it's a frequency that everyone should be completely in tune with as a result of the fact that we're exposed to it on a regular basis. So perhaps you're not in your natural state, at least your natural state at this point, you may not be in tune with this frequency. When you get into tune with this frequency, it probably brings you closer to the resonance of our planet, literally. And definitely our planet has all kinds of energy. So you're probably just getting natural energy flow from your connection with the atmosphere and the environment around you. Whereas maybe before, you didn't have access to this.
That is really interesting.
I mean, this is just I'm trying to give you an educated guess here. I really don't know why you would be getting that. I can tell you, though, that regular brainwave entrainment, due to the fact that you are increasing cerebral blood flow, which is more blood to your brain, more oxygen to your brain, and better circulation, the odds are, you know, that it's not unreasonable to assume that increased energy levels would be part of what people get out of it. Now, different people, of course, will notice different things. Most people will get increased energy, better alertness, better control over language and thought processes. You know, these are things that happen, but often with the entrainment, it happens on such a subtle level. You know, people don't notice good things. They tend to notice bad things. You're in a unique position to notice because, you know, you've had circumstances kind of throw you a bit of a curveball, and your circumstances have taken away some of your abilities. So for you, it's easier to notice. For most of us, we don't really notice, and it takes someone else to point out, or, you know, who's around us, oh, you know what, you're a lot calmer than you were. You're making less mistakes at work, you know, than you were. So for us, you know, for those of us who aren't otherwise compromised, it's tougher for us to tell in many cases.
Yeah, I notice the smallest little changes anymore. I mean, if I just have a very small change, I notice. You know, I'll tell you another thing. When I got your tapes, okay, mm-hmm. you've got a sleeping tape. I don't know. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Yes. Good night.
Well. Good night, sleep well. I was having a very difficult time sleeping. I used to Ambien all the time.
Oh, okay.
Every night, just to get to sleep. Otherwise, I'd lay there until 4 or 5 in the morning and go to sleep, and then get up at whatever time I got up, and it was difficult. I had a hard time.
Right.
And after I started using that, I started sleeping like a baby.
Are you using it relatively regularly, or do you only use it when you have an issue?
You know what? I don't hardly need it anymore.
No kidding.
No. I lay down now, I go to sleep, and I haven't used it for over a month.
When you did use it, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you did use it, were you using it every night? And if so, for how long?
I did every night. I listened to the entire tape.
Okay, so you listened to it every night for, I guess, 2 or 3 months, and now you don't need it.
No, it was longer than that, but 2, 3, 4 months.
Well, that's interesting. Now, yeah. I usually tell people it's about 4 to 6 months that they need to usually to start retraining their sleep patterns. Let me ask you a question. When you hurt yourself, like, I don't know, if you get a minor injury or headaches or things like that, do you find any difference in your healing rate at all? Now I'm being the researcher in me is coming out. So.
Yeah, and that's okay. I don't notice that I have, no.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Of course, I heal quick, and I always have, so I don't...
Good. Have you noticed an increase or a decrease in the amount of times maybe you hurt yourself since you've been using the system? Do you tend to stub your toe more often or less often? Or?
No, you know what? This is kind of a little bit of a long story.
Please, if you have the time, I certainly do.
Okay. In the email I sent you a long time ago, I wrote to you about a little bit of this stuff, I think. But 20-some years ago, I had a disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome. Okay?
Yeah.
And it paralyzed me.
Oh, my.
I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. They had to tape my eyes shut.
Wow.
Okay.
Right.
I finally basically got over it. But anybody that knows anything about this disease knows that when you're done with it, if you can walk, you have a real hard time with it.
Right.
If you can think, you have a real hard time with it.
Okay.
Okay. So it took me a long time to get my wheels back under me, if you will.
Sure.
And this has been long before the tapes.
Right.
But it left me with some residual things that just were there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The tapes helped me with all of that.
Really? Can you give a little detail on what it may have helped with?
Well, you know, detail like what? My balance.
Okay.
My balance was never very good. I used to fall on the average of a couple times a week.
Wow.
I never fall anymore. Ever.
Never? Okay, when you say never, do you mean you fall less often, quite a bit less often, or like do you really mean never?
No, I really mean never.
Oh, okay.
I never fall. I tripped the other day and it surprised me.
Oh, and you were able to keep your balance.
No, I kept my balance. I just tripped.
That's wonderful.
You know, I mean, everybody trips from time to time.
Yeah.
On things. I tripped, but I didn't fall. I kept my balance, and that, you know, I mean, I guess I just don't think about some of those things, anymore. But they were a long time getting well.
Yeah.
You know,
there any other fast factors of this disease that had kind of held on for a while that you noticed cleared up or got much better after you started using the recordings?
Well, mostly it had to do with balance. My balance is a lot better. It really is.
That's good.
But if you put the two diseases together that I had, very difficult to tell you what it was healing.
Right.
Okay, or what it was helping me to heal.
Right, of course.
If you will. I don't know the answers to it. I just know that when I started using these tapes, it started working.
Right.
Now, that's not to say that the tapes did it all.
No, of course not. We've already discussed the fact that you did it all.
Yeah.
So.
I'm one of these people that if I'm going to fall, I ain't going to fall easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I will go to the ends of the earth to make sure I can still think.
Right.
You know, when they put me in the ground, I want to be able to say my last goodbyes.
Exactly.
I don't want to sit there and not be able to say anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I work hard at it, and you know, they told me 2.5 years ago that I would be lucky if I was alive in between 2.5 and 5 years, and I'm better off now than I was when I started.
So, I love people like you. People like you. I really hope that everyone who listens to this, if they're not, over 60 themselves, and they have parents or grandparents who are, that they play this tape for them, because you are a true inspiration. You know, the recordings aside, your personality, your perseverance, you just reject the whole giving up scenario like so many people do. They go, well, you know, I'm over 60 now. My eyes are going to start going. My ears are going to start going. My legs will start going. You don't buy into any of this garbage. And I think it's garbage just as much as you think it's garbage. I think that aging is something that we accept because we buy into these ancient lies that we've been taught from a very young age, that when you become a senior citizen, you know, everything starts slowing down, it's all downhill. I don't believe any of that. You know, there are people who are, you know, quote-unquote healthy, Ross, who aren't as healthy as you are.
Well, something's wrong with their mind then.
Well, that's the point. You know, they've bought into more of these lies than you have. And I'm very proud know you and that you gave me this opportunity to speak with you as well and share this with people, because I think more important than anything else is the hope that your story gives people. And again, I don't even mean with respect to the purpose of this call. I mean strictly just by listening to you, and anyone listening can hear the fire in your voice. I mean, you are not someone who gives up. You are not someone who just takes something because an authority figure tells you it's so. And I think more people out there would benefit from this kind of an attitude. You know, doctors are important. They're trained. They're very smart individuals. Lawyers are important. They're trained. They're smart individuals. Everybody in the world is trained and smart in their own field. But the bottom line is we always have a choice. And we don't have to necessarily just accept things for what they are or what they appear to be. We can look for other things, other ways to be, to think, to act that can help change, you know, what some of us think is inevitable into something quite beautiful. And quite frankly, I think you're wonderful evidence of this for people. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate talking to you. I'm sitting here with a big smile on my face. My cheeks are hurting from hearing you talk because all I could do is smile every second we're talking.
No, Roy, don't break on me now.
Well, if I do, I tell you what, after listening to you, I'm going to listen to some Schumann Resonance after our call. So that'll fill me up just fine, I'm sure. I want to thank you. You've given me quite a lot of time, and I really appreciate it. Before I say thank you and goodbye, though, I was just wondering if there's anything else that you wanted to share with anybody out there, or, you know, now's the time, and I really, really do appreciate your taking so much time and thoughtfulness And I'll be honest with you, I'm hearing you speak with me now. You're incredibly sharp. I'd love for you to give me a call after you've been back on the system for 4 weeks. I can't imagine how much sharper you can get if you're telling me you're not as sharp now after 3 weeks of not using it.
I'm definitely not as sharp.
Well, please, the first chance you have, definitely start listening. Get get those recordings burned to CD. And again, Ross, I want to thank you very, very much for your time.